for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken, right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM, streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKV app for Android and Apple users. Tonight's program is made possible in part by Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware & Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint, Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security & Fire Systems, and Apex Network Physical Therapy. Let's join Ken and Dave for PCSN Live from the Stanton Studio.
And good evening and welcome everyone to a backwards headset on by me.
Well, that doesn't help any. Well, anyway, this is PCSN Live with Dave and Ken.
I turn my headset on backwards sometimes just to have some conversations going while we're off the air, so I do apologize for that. Now I'm all ready to go with my comfortable headset.
Right.
So welcome again to a what's going to be, looks like a rainy Wednesday evening here a little bit later on. Looks like some light rain maybe moving in now, but some big time heavy rain. Over toward Louisville, I think that's moving north of us. I don't think it's going to get here, but we could see some storms throughout tomorrow, so be safe if you're out there. Just a little FYI for you guys that are out there, and just a little piece of information for you. Just watch out for the strong possibility of storms tomorrow.
And winds as well.
Wind advisory for tonight and tomorrow, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, be safe out there, folks. So it is a sports news time, so it's time to – and we're going to be a little bit different tonight because we do have a – back-to-back show tonight. We are doing the PCSN show here till 7. Ken's leaving a little early, so we're going to wrap up what we need to do with him, and then he's going to leave a little early to get set up for the girls' game. We're going to bring you at 7:15, 7:30 with Harrison County, and that game will be brought to you here on WSKV, NFHS, all the different ways you can listen to WSKV.
Yeah, so we'll have that game here in a little bit.
Here in a bit.
But we'll start off with the boys. How about that? Big game last night. The boys traveled to Wolf County last night. And then prior to that, the Pirates had played Estill County on the 13th. And then they had traveled to Elliott County back on the 11th. So actually, let's go back to the 11th. That game against Elliott County, the Pirates ended up winning 69-42. We expected a big win. I think Elliott County had only won two games. Maybe they'd lost several players to Morgan County who transferred out. So Elliott County was a pickup game, late scheduled.
But I will say this, though. Since, I guess, even going back toward Lee and Owsley of the week prior, the boys have played really good basketball. So they played really good against Elliott to get the win. Then they moved on to
Estill. That would have been last Friday.
Last Friday, which was a very close contest. So unlike the first matchup, which was the 2A matchup, this was much closer in game two.
Yeah, I was definitely impressed with the way that the Pirates handled that. The first time they lost by 17, 68-51, and then on Friday night at Estill County, the first true district matchup between the two, the Pirates ended up losing 59-57.
With a chance to win.
Had their opportunities. Yeah, they definitely had their opportunities in that game. I felt like they played a complete game, just a couple of shots didn't go, a couple of free throws, turnovers, kind of late in that game, but really with they were down and ended up coming back.
Again. Down again and trying to fight and claw the way back, and actually I think took the lead there later portion of the game and then lost the lead back to Estill, who eventually went on winning by two. So Powell County lost by two at Estill the second time around is a much improved outing than what they had just, 2.5 weeks ago.
Right, yeah.
At Estill County. So I think the team is starting to click a bit. And then last night, they take on Wolf County, who they had played early in the season. It was for their second game last night.
Yeah, the first time around when they ended up playing Wolf County, they ended up losing 66-47.
Yeah. Blowout so, game. We covered that one here on WSKV.
Yeah, that was a tough one. And then last night, they lose 76-68, so an 8-point game. However, it really wasn't until the closing minute or so that really it they were down, but it still wasn't until that closing minute and a half that Wolf was actually able to push that lead out to 8.
There was a couple times I watched the game there on Facebook on BSN last night. I hate to get the opponents, but anyway, it is what it is. I watched a little bit of that game, and Powell County led by 9 in the first half, and I think the second quarter. I laid my phone down and watched whatever show I was watching. Picked my phone back up, and we're down. Now I'm trying to figure out what happened. I still don't know what happened because I was asking questions, but I believe it was a couple lineup changes, maybe, and some people had went out when I picked the game back up. Different players were obviously in. So I don't know what happened between to get that stretch where you were 9 up looking good, Wolf missing everything, you're making everything, goes to just the opposite of that for about, what, a 2 or 3 minute stretch, and then Wolf kind of led at that point, and then Powell kind of clawed back again, and again, it was a good matchup until toward the end of the game where Wolf County was just able to hold on, hit some shots late. Powell County didn't hit the shots late that they needed. Bryson Edwards, I know, had 4 threes in the first half. Don't know how many he had for the game last night, but he came in, again, 4 threes in the first half. He was kind of a shock, I believe, to Wolf County. They didn't see Bryson the first time we played. I think he was still actually maybe injured the first time we played. But anyway, they hadn't seen him play on the floor. So I think it was a little bit of shock to Wolf County system when we come out to that lead and he was knocking down some threes and they really didn't know who he was. That goes away pretty quickly when you start starting to figure kid out or player out. Scouting reports will change on your team. We'll also say Jacob Townsend is out.
Yes.
Of the Pirates lineup. Has mono, so he'll be out for at least a couple weeks, if not longer. So hopefully, and 2 weeks doesn't sound like a lot. 2 weeks is a ton to end of January.
It definitely is, and I think not having him, at least that three-point shooter that he is, not having him in your lineup definitely hurts.
Makes a difference.
But at the same time, credit those players who did step up, you know, and performed well. You know, when you look, you have Tucker Ramsey came in, some height. You know, mm-hmm. he played really well, ended up with 5 points. Aiden Larrison came in. He had 3 points. Dalton Humble came in. So there's
Dalton Humble, when I watched the game, Dalton was a kind of a game changer for Powell. He was really making a difference. He played a lot of minutes last night. And, again, with Jacob being out, it kind of changes the rotation a bit on who's playing, who's getting these minutes, who's getting those minutes. You look at probably Cam and Dylan Carter's going to be – their minutes are going to be up. You know, Jack's going to be – his minutes are probably his minutes. Bryson's minutes are his minutes, Braden. Braden's minutes are kind of his. So you would think the point guard and guard combo with Dylan and Cam are going to be the mix there where players come in or out. But again, it's a good mix. I think Allen's starting to figure out his top 8, and he's going from there. So now you lose Jacob. You got to find another piece to fit that puzzle. So hopefully, with games like tomorrow night against Prestonsburg, which is, again, another repeat game. Most of the games you're going to see the rest of the year are repeats. And then on Friday, that's another girls'
game. Friday's a girls' game, yeah.
Yeah, it's add-on game, West Carter. And then Saturday, Williamstown
will
be another contest for the boys going forward. So I'm interested to see, again, how this team goes the rest of this month because right now they're playing pretty good. I'm not saying they're peaking, but they're playing some of their best basketball here in the last 2 weeks.
Well, even last night, they shot 51%
that's
from the field.
Yeah.
That's a good shooting night. Yeah. You know, and free throws, unfortunately, 4 of 8. Not that those extra 4 points would have made a difference, but still, like to see that number get a little bit higher.
That game, like you said, though, 8 or 9 point difference in the final score wasn't really an 8 or 9 point game. Therefore, those free throws could make a difference.
Yes.
What you're doing at this point in the game. You might not be – game plays out totally different. Depends on the score, you know, 2 minutes earlier. So I think it could have made a difference, but usually 4 of 8 is not that bad. Turnover is probably a big key again last night, I would think. Rebounding, it looked like we held our own for the most part. I do know I saw one sequence where I think Powell County had 5 rebounds of their own, and that has to really bother Robert Scott. But there were a couple of times that Wolf County got 5 or 6 of theirs, and Powell County wasn't getting anything. So I don't know how the rebounding game turned out between both teams, but think Powell County kind of held their own a little bit with them last night.
Well, I will say this, though, about Wolf County last night. They could not stop Sawyer Thompson. 42, he finishes with 42 points.
But flip back to the game before. What did he do against us?
I don't remember what he did. He didn't that do first much. One. I didn't think
it was. It was more the big guy inside that dominated the game. And I think Allen's, I'm not saying Allen missed something or whatever, but I think he kind of keyed more on the guy who got us last time versus their best player.
Well, and even with Sawyer Thompson, a lot of times he was getting layups.
Yes.
And hitting threes. And, you know, to me, you can't afford to give up consistently too many easy baskets and allow someone like a Sawyer Thompson, Zach Watterson, somebody like that to come in and burn you on some of those plays where you're not necessarily defending in the interior like
he's their best player. He's the one averaging 20 points a game. It's not the big kid inside is a nice player. He went off on us down here. Now, I think you looked at Wolf County and their game plan the first time was go inside, pound it, spin him on the inside. They did that. Game two is a little different. Your guy showed up and dropped 42 on you and beat you. I'm not saying beat you by himself, but it was a deal where his amount of scoring that he did and the shots that he was making, you weren't.
Oh, he was on fire.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was on fire.
But we made it look easy for him, and we gotta, you know, you gotta put your best on their best, and hope you can slow them down or stop them. You don't want to get 42, 25, 26. Okay, I can see that, but 42 is just there's some misfire somewhere on defense if you allow that to happen.
Yes, and I think for the Pirates offensively in those closing 2 minutes. A lot of rushed shots, a lot of forced shots.
And we're not good when we're doing that.
And we're not. No. You're exactly right. There were a couple of times that we didn't necessarily rotate the ball around like I felt like we should have. Under those circumstances, we were just down 1 or 2 points, right? Let's go on. Let's run the offense. Instead, you force one up that's not a good shot. We don't get it. They come down, get a rebound. We come back, do the same thing. They come back. And they score again. Like that, all of a sudden you're down two. Now you're down six. And it kind of gets out of hand. And
if you're a Pirates fan and you go up seven, understand that seven can be gone within 30 seconds. The way we play and the decisions we make. And I'm not knocking our kids. And it's partly system and kids. It's a combination of both. If you're allowing the kids to be in a hurry, they're going to be in a hurry. And if you haven't taught them yet what a good shot is versus a bad shot, then that's a little bit now on the coaches because we are now in week whatever. We got like 3 weeks left. Now is the time every kid on the floor should know what a good shot is or a bad shot is in the offense. They should know who should be taking those shots or who should not be taking those shots. And if it's not the right answer, those shots shouldn't be going up at this point. That's where it has to be communicated between the coach and players. And you got to figure it out. And you kind of collate parents out of it. Parents are yelling, shoot, shoot, shoot. But the players got to know and the coaches got to understand. They're listening to me, not them. And but again, sometimes they got to listen to the parents if they want to get their phone back. They want to get home. So
yeah, and I'm not. Who knows? And I'm not even talking about the shots with 12 seconds left. No, you're down eight and you're firing up three to try and get back into it.
That happened at the 4.5 minute mark when you're on a 6-point run. And you decided to jack one of them 26. That's the one.
Yeah, we're correct. Talking yes, about. Yes, yeah. You have to be smarter than that as players and realize, okay, 8 points is not insurmountable with a minute to go
not
in a game.
We play.
Right, but at the same time, make sure they're smart open shots. Yes. And if you don't have it, don't force it. And let's get it back around again.
Shots are within the parameters of the offensive set. Those are good shots,
and they're showing improvement. I can acknowledge and admit that they're showing
the best
improvement.
Ball of the year, it's just decision making still is a big part of why they are losing these games or losing decent leads in a short amount of time. It's really decision making, and I think last night a little bit of a press, hard press, got them for a little bit, slowed them back down. Wolf County is a really good defensive team. I'm not sure their best team showed up last night, but Sawyer was definitely the best player on the floor. But I think Powell County surprised them a little bit. I think they're coming off the All-A loss where they played the championship game against Hazard. They're a little bit down of that. I think it was kind of a trap game for them going forward when you're looking at a team you beat by 17, 18 early on in the season, this should be no problem tonight at home, and you wind up with a close one and still pull it out, but you still wind up with a close game. So, to me, Powell County gained some respect last night, and that's big going forward.
And they're making strides. Yes. Again, it's just you have to be able to cut down on some of those situations, right?
They're not turnovers, but they are.
Right, but if you clear that up, yes, you have a chance to actually win those games and walk away. They could have won that one last night. They could have won the one at Estill County. They did, and they had their opportunities, and that's what you want, honestly,
and if
right?
They win one out of two, that was awesome. Yeah. You know, but they had a chance to win both. That's really good, but they still didn't get the W's.
Right, and obviously that's what you're playing for. Now, well, tomorrow night, they play against Prestonsburg. Prestonsburg ended up defeating them
badly.
The first time around. So under those circumstances, let me go back and get that score real quick. They lost 87-69, the Pirates did. That was back on December the 17th. So they'll have them again tomorrow night. We'll have that game for you as well. Now, how are you going to come out against Prestonsburg, and let's see what kind of strides you made, just like you did against Estill, just like you did against Wolf, and let's hope that you can get a win and get back on that winning side.
The beauty about getting blown out the first time you play, they're not looking for much when they come back. So, I mean, and I'm not saying that in a weird way. Prestonsburg's going to come down here thinking it's going to be an easy win tomorrow.
As they should.
That's normal. That's what teenagers think. We beat them once, we'll beat them again. So that's what their mindset is. Now, Powell County's got to have the same mindset as, look, And I'll still say this, and it's still the same team, still the same things going on. We still haven't picked up that win over an opponent that we are supposed to lose to.
Correct. You're right.
We still haven't got that win. And Alan, boys, if you're all listening to me tonight, that's what this team needs, is that market win where, okay, you're not supposed to win. Lee County maybe give you that game as you're not supposed to win that one, but When I finally sit down and say the Pal is not supposed to beat Lee, or something wrong anyway, we should beat Lee as far as the size of the school is. Zach Waterson is a phenomenal player, and Lee County's got a good team. I'm not knocking them at all. And when they come back down here, it's probably a different game for us.
I agreed.
But that being said, that's the best team on your resume that you have defeated. So understand, it is what it is. You got to beat somebody to get respect, and they still haven't got over that hump. Playing much better, but we still got to get over that hump.
And Prestonsburg comes in with a 12-6 record.
They're not a bad team at all.
No, they're not a bad team, but now it's up to the Pirates. Let's see what you have.
Get the job
done. Continue to make improvements. You know, you're obviously playing for the tournament. At that point, though, let's continue to show improvement. Cut down on some of those mistakes, some of those mental errors. Make the extra pass, block out, get the rebounds, hit your free throws, and good things will happen. I still believe in this team, just like everybody else does.
But you still got to get that hump win. And we haven't got it yet. And it may be more of a hump win when you play Lee next at home. That's coming up next week, I believe, right?
Actually, they play...
week after next?
Where are we at here? So...
today's the 18th. So they got Prestonsburg tomorrow. They have Williamstown on Saturday. So,
I just had it, and all of a sudden just...
I got it right here also. We play Lee County on the
27th, or February 17th.
23rd.
Where are you at?
On the KHSA website. 23rd, we play Lee County at home. That's next Tuesday. And then I'm off a day. That's Monday, right? Monday. We'll play Lee County on Monday, turn right around and play them game one.
Yeah, that's the doubleheader.
Doubleheader Monday with the girls and boys. It'll be the boys playing first. And then Estill on Friday, Knott County Central on Saturday. So, yeah, Monday. Play Lee County. That will be the game where, now I will say for Powell County, Saturday's going to be a trap game for Powell County with Williamstown, because they got to be focused on Lee County on Monday.
You shouldn't.
Well, no, but that's the important game coming up. Regardless of what happens on Saturday,
yes,
you're playing for Monday night versus Lee. That game is crucial. And Powell can still get the one seed. Or they can still get the four. It's wide open on the seeds. But if they get a win on Monday, that eliminates some of the places they can finish. I think they can only finish probably first or second if they can do something like that. It's a big game coming up Monday night.
It is a big game, and hopefully they can do it. Again, let's start tomorrow night against Prestonsburg. Let's build on the improvements that you've shown, cut down on some of those mistakes, build on that. Hopefully you get a win tomorrow night, and then we'll see what happens
Shooting
on
for four
Saturday.
In a row.
Yeah, right.
Why not?
Might as well. They're capable of doing it.
That's the wrap of the boys. Again, next week going to be a busy week as well here on WSKV, so we're ready for that.
We'll have them tomorrow night again.
And tomorrow and Saturday, right?
Yes, tomorrow and Saturday. Yes, the boys' games.
And we will take a break, come back, and talk about the girls, and I think Ken's going to head out here on PCSN Live with Dave and Ken.
Protex Security and Fire Systems. Your security is our business. Visit the Fowl County Sports Network page at WSKVFM.com.
With Whitaker Bank's new home equity line of credit, qualified applicants can borrow up to 90% of their home's value with no closing costs. With Whitaker Bank's home equity line of credit, you only pay back 1% of your balance monthly, and you process your withdrawals with Whitaker Electronic Banking. Stop by Whitaker Bank and see how our new home equity line of credit can help you. Whitaker Bank proudly supports your Powell County Pirates. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Count on Clark Regional Medical Center for quality health care close to home. It's why we're here, providing compassionate, personalized care whenever you may need it, so you, your family, and our community can all thrive. Because no matter where you are in life, nothing is more important than your health. Clark Regional Medical Center, from the routine to the unforeseen. Count on us. Learn more at clarkregional.org.
We are growing and so are our CD rates. I'm James Clark, Market President for CG Bank here in Stanton, Kentucky. CG Bank's new 8-month certificate of deposit will earn you 4.28% annual percentage yield compounded at maturity. Come visit our newly expanded location today at 488 South Main Street in Stanton to take advantage of this limited time CD special. We're not here building business, but building relationships. That's community banking. That's my bank.
Only a $500 minimum balance required to open and maintain APY. Penalty for early withdrawal. Annual percentage yield as of December 29th, 2022. And fees and penalties may reduce earnings. CG Bank is a member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Toyota South in Richmond is moving forward. Family owned and operated since 1915. Meet General Manager Charlie Johnson.
I was raised right here in Powell County by my grandparents. They taught me to be honest and treat others with courtesy and respect. And that's what you can expect from me. I would like to personally invite you to take the short drive to Toyota South in Richmond. Whether you're looking for a new or used vehicle, as General Manager at Toyota South, I will make your short drive well worth your time. Come see me soon at Toyota South in Richmond.
Toyota South in Richmond. Online at toyotasouth.com or call their friendly staff at 877-605-4326.
New driveway, parking lot, or large aggregate need? Hinkle Contracting Company specializes in all things crushed aggregate. They provide expert delivery and more, depending on size of application. Call Natural Bridgestone today at 606-663-2815 or Tipton Ridge Quarry at 606-723-4881 or find out more information at hinklecontracting.com. For all of your asphalt and aggregate needs, think Hinkle Contracting Company.
Trust the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital when an emergency strikes. We offer full-service emergency care 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We have X-ray, CT, and lab services on site for assessing, diagnosing, and treating patients quickly. The emergency department is a level 4 trauma center where you can expect expert care, quicker treatment, and improved outcomes. You can feel safe to come to the hospital campus. Following CDC guidelines, our providers and care teams are doing everything possible to ensure your safety and well-being. Choose the emergency department at Mercy Health, Markham and Wallace Hospital in Irvine.
All right. Welcome back to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken, and it is round two. We'll talk about the Powell County girls basketball as we are moving forward.
Yeah, actually, we will have them coming up here shortly.
Right now.
They play host to Harrison County, who comes in with a 4-10 record on the season, and the Lady Pirates coming in with a record of 7-9 on the season. But prior to tonight's game, the Lady Pirates were in action against Estill County, ended up losing 49-45. A very winnable game for the Lady Pirates.
Yeah, but the first half killed them.
You get down in a hole and they dug out. Mm-hmm. couldn't hit some free throws down the stretch in the closing minutes. That was really kind of the costly, you know, aspect of it to me. Just in that final minute, just couldn't quite do it. But again, they had their opportunities, had their chances.
Well, they had a lead at one point in time when it was late in the game.
Yeah.
And Makaira was injured, and she didn't play the last, what, 2 or 3 minutes of the game, so or more. And I thought while she was out, the girls played really well. Trinity Roman's come up with a couple big threes. And I thought they played fairly well with Makaira out of the lineup. I don't think it's the regular thing we can do, but it's good to see the girls playing more freely without her in that lineup.
Yeah, I felt like they played well enough, right? Put themselves in a position to win. Couldn't quite close out. Unfortunately, the Lady Pirates are on a 4-game losing streak.
And added a game for Friday.
Yes, and added a game Friday, West Carter. So they've, you know, going back, they lost to Greenup County. Mm-hmm. That was in the 2A. Almost expected that just even before we kind of tipped it up.
It was a letdown game, and it just a game where we were never in it. We were just not there. I mean, I don't know. It was a weird game. We saw Esther kind of get off the bus a little flat with the boys, and then we saw our girls get off flat, and that getting off the bus flat thing killed us at Greenup.
That's a long bus ride. You know, yes. A long bus ride. And to me, that's the injustice when you have tournaments like this.
On a weekday.
Yeah, and all of a sudden when you have a team having to travel that far to play in a game, I mean, it'll wear you out just sitting there. You know, you get uncomfortable and you move in your seat and move around. It just, you're just not quite the same. But, again, unfortunate. But going back to that game is really when the losing streak happened. Then they ended up losing to Owsley County 56-51.
Very good game, though.
Yeah, had opportunities in that one. And then lost to Perry Central 65-47 at Perry Central. Perry Central is one of the top teams in the region, 10-5 on the season. And then that loss to Estill County, where they had their opportunities again. It's, to me, the Lady Pirates are right there. They're very competitive. They hustle a lot. For them, some of these losses, it's just a matter of being able to make those shots, get that rebound, not give up a point, the free throw. Again, it's almost like they're not having a complete game in every facet, and sometimes it's just that one little thing that cost you here, that one little thing cost you there, and then it ends up adding up, and there's your four-point difference. But
going back to the Owsley County game, that was a game where we were terrible in the first half. I mean, terrible. It was, 21-9 at halftime?
Yeah.
12-point deficit to Owsley County, and as bad as Powell County played, really so did the Owls. So, really, you take that game into the second half, Powell County played really well in the second half. Really, they outplayed Owsley in the second half.
Definitely.
Had they had part of that game in the first half, I think we win it. But that was a game that got away from us after we made the comeback. I think we even took the lead late. But you had to fight so hard to get back there. It took all your energy to do that. And then Owsley County is just smart enough to be able to just kind of salt away the game at the end of it. But it goes and shows you that some of the best players in the region going at each other. You had Carly Smith and Makaira Collar really going at each other. I think a little bit of the pressure was on Carly, it looked like. But that team is really tournament ready. You know, coming off the All-A games, coming off the, you know, All-A States, the regional tournament games. That team is really tournament sound. They know how to get there. For the Lady Pirates, you got to figure it out how to get there. Now, this team hasn't done it yet, but that was a game that was one of those games I talk about the boys. That's the one they need to win to get over that hump. Fell just a little bit short, but the effort was there. The effort was there again against Estill County. So, not sure what we're going to see tonight. Hopefully, what you should see is two wins coming up this week for Lady Pirates with Harrison County and West Carter. I'm not saying they're gimme games because I think these two teams come out, play tougher competition than what we normally see and come in with losing records, but I think we've got some good answers for them. If Makaira's healthy. Now, I don't know, ankle injury, leg, whatever the injury was at Estill. I've been under the weather all week. I haven't really talked to anybody, so I don't know how she's doing or how she's done in practice, whether she's even going to be in the lineup tonight. I don't know any of those answers, so hopefully we'll see McIver in action. We'll see the best of the Pirates and as they move forward to play again on Monday versus Lee County.
Well, just like with the Pirates, the boys team, the Lady Pirates, they hustle, right? It doesn't matter what the score is.
Not at Greenup, though.
That was a different story. But in general terms, though, they hustle, they fight, they claw, they rebound. You know, they'll hit big shots. You know, Chloe Grader hit a couple of threes. Trinity Romans, as you mentioned.
Well, Lori Fawn was big against Owsley, 17, I think, up there.
Yeah.
Just got hot shooting the three ball, and that's the Lori I want to see every game. I just free it up, shoot the ball.
Good minutes, even from Emily Reed, Jessely Centers. You know, you're getting some good minutes, some good time from those players. Just a matter of just cutting down on a couple of those mistakes here and there, and hopefully win comes your way. And, again, with this 4-10 Harrison County team coming in tonight, hopefully they get that win to get that one off of their back. And again, just to get another win, right?
Well, it's kind of like I'll say the same thing about the girls as about the boys. They got to get that one win that is you're not supposed to win that game. And really, have we got it yet? I'm not sure if you call the Estill County that win or not. I think you're as good as Estill. You lost the second one, so it really didn't matter if you beat them on game one or not.
Because that one didn't really count.
The first one didn't. The one you won didn't really matter as much.
Right.
But game two mattered because now that's the seed game. Yeah, but if Pal County can rebound and beat Estill over here, bigger margin, and can show up and beat and find a way to beat Owsley County maybe by a bigger margin, they get the one seed.
And the rest of the Lady Pirates and Pirates district games are all at home.
All at home.
So we still have all three. Mm-hmm. Yeah, all three still at home, which I think bodes well for both teams.
If we can show up and play.
Yeah.
And again, to get four quarters out of these two teams, we're talking about the girls and the boys. The girls, we really haven't seen it. We've seen it a lot more than the boys. Really getting down early and not playing well for a half. That's been the kind of the MO for the girls so far. We just can't afford to do that against good teams. You can't afford to do that against bad teams or you play right in their hands. So we'll see how the game goes tonight. We'll kind of call it like it is. And again, that game's coming up in about, 45 minutes probably. But again, it's a game where this should be a winnable game for Powell County. If not, it's going to be a tough loss. And that's the same thing being said for Friday. This is a game you put on the schedule to get a pad win, or at least that's my thinking. They've got a really nice player at West Carter. I think they got a really nice player there at Harrison County as well. So these two teams have really shabby records, but have got some good talent. So you got to be careful. It depends on how the teams play, what the tempo is. They got big players versus our smalls. It depends on matchups at this point in time. It's not all about record and who you've played, whatever. But I don't think we're better than a lot of people or a lot of people are better than us. We got to show up and play.
And we have three home games in a row with a chance to win all three
and
of those home
that
games.
That won't happen again the rest of this year.
True, yes, especially with the girls.
That's about it for the girls. We're about done with
we've
home
got
games.
Two at the end, and that's Knott County Central and Wolf County all the way into mid-February.
We got through three district games, and that's it, really, other than the last two you talked about for the girls. You're seeing a couple of your last opportunities to see them play tonight and Friday.
And, again, hopefully they start off tonight, get that win, West Carter on Friday night, and then Monday night, the doubleheader, Lee County at home. Again, all winnable games. If they're able to win all three, that puts them at 10-9 on the season. So, again, they're 7-9. That puts them at 10-9. What better way to go 3-0 at home before you travel on the road against Nicholas County?
You're 10-9, and then you are also going to be looking at, 2-2 in district play for the girls. So they would only be 2-2 with both the rematches with Estill and Owsley to come, and you got to get one of those if you want to get out of a guaranteed. Well, if they get a win over Lee, they're out of the four slot. After that, it depends on whether you'll be a 2 or 3, and who really cares if you're 2 or 3, because it doesn't really matter in basketball. It's just who's on the home bench and who's on the other bench. It just really, for basketball to me, it's, there's no real advantage unless you're playing Owsley County, and then there's an advantage.
Yeah, you definitely want the one seed, though.
Well, you want the one, but the 2 and the 3 really kind of flip a coin. It's right now, if I were to just draw it out, just to make a guess, it's Owsley's going to be number one. Estill or Powell, every wins game 2, is going to be number 2. and then the other's going to be the three, and you're going to play again. So, regardless, if you beat Estill, you're playing Estill again likely in the finale, and that's going to determine who you go to the regional tournament.
Which is going to be tough, right?
I mean, it is what it is.
First round in the districts, and all of a sudden you're playing your biggest rival, potentially.
Potentially. Yeah, again, we're saying Owsley's the favorite, which I would have to say they are.
Yeah, they're 3-0 in district play at this point.
All they got to do really is win one more by a margin, and they look pretty good to get there. But we've seen Powell County play them close. I'm not saying Powell County can't beat them. I think they can. But it will take a game where they played all four quarters. And they haven't put those together as of yet.
Agreed.
Same against Estill. I mean, to beat Estill, I think they got to put together four strong quarters and not really blink in any of them. So I think you throw Estill and Powell in a pile, and one of them's going to come out on top just because. So I think those two are fairly evenly matched teams, and whoever comes out of that game comes out of it.
Yeah, and ultimately you want good competition.
Yeah, you do.
It's only going to make you better,
yep.
And hopefully you come out on the winning side based on those games.
That's all you can hope for. I mean, you plan to prepare for the district tournament game, and what better way? If it's Estill County, you've played them three times. You should know what you got when you get there. I mean, it's we're going to play elite. We're going to be done with district play, except for Owsley, and I'm talking about both sides, by next Friday. So we're going to have a really good idea before we play Owsley again, who's going to be the two and who's going to be the chances to one, or however it plays out. If Powell wins two straight, they got chances to one. Same thing for the boys. If Powell wins two straight, they got chances to one. So we'll have to kind of – next week's going to kind of determine that. We're going to know where we are after next
Yeah, Monday, Friday, right? Yeah. And then the next time that they will play Owsley County, again, home games for all three of these – will be February the 3rd.
Yeah, next month. We'll say next month, it's a long way away.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a long way away.
2 weeks.
You know, be here two weeks. We know it, but still, nonetheless.
Yeah. Well, I know it's right around the corner because I'm starting to get excited about softball season, so we're talking about less than a month away from opening day for spring sports, and then opening season starts March 14th, so we're less than 2 months away from opening day for baseball, softball, track. So, yeah, it's right around the corner.
Well, if we keep having these kind of 60-degree
temperatures. My grass started growing.
I noticed
it's
that.
Wrong.
I noticed that just around the community, right?
Yeah, it's greening up. I think the ground is surprised by the weather.
It's
getting ready to get hit again this weekend.
Mother Nature's in shock at this point.
It's crazy.
Doesn't know what's happening.
All right, so I think Ken's getting ready to step away and head out to the high school to get set up to bring you the action between Harrison County and Powell County. We'll take a break here on PCSN Live.
When you need insurance, contact Whitaker Insurance Group in Stanton, proud sponsors of the live broadcast of your Powell County Pirates on Pickup Country 104.9 FM.
Bring your own device to Appalachian Wireless and get up to $300 in bill credits. If you're looking to switch to the Big Blue Appalachian Wireless Network, there's no better time than right now. Up to $300 in bill credits are possible if you own your own device. Go into an Appalachian Wireless retail location or visit us on the web to learn more and to see the new phones and plans available at Appalachian Wireless. We are you. We are Appalachian Wireless.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live. And Ken stuck with me here for a moment or two. So welcome back to PCSN. Welcome back to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. Like I said, I haven't been out of the house since last Wednesday. Last time I felt good was last Wednesday. So sometimes somebody says, I don't know who says that, but anywho.
Let's go to UK basketball real quick.
Yeah, look, I know Ken won't talk about that.
Yeah, let's go to UK basketball.
I don't know how many people I told last week Kentucky will win against Tennessee. You know, everybody was down on Kentucky. I'm thinking, okay, they're going to win. I wish I was a big gambler or something, because I would have put money on Kentucky winning at Tennessee. I know that sounds easy to say after the fact, but I told several people Kentucky's going to get this win. Now, what did they do? Changed lineup a little bit. Wheeler wasn't in, and I'm not knocking Wheeler yet. But he wasn't in the game. And I think, you know, when you look back at the games they lost, we didn't have their best players available. even running against Tennessee, we didn't have all the best players available, but we didn't have Wheeler. And not knocking him. But we got good play. I think our big guys has heated the, I guess, the ire of John Calipari a little bit, and he's had to work harder to get back from that injury than we thought.
Right.
And, man, last night did he absolutely look like a beast.
Unbelievable. Yeah, ooh. Unbelievable. I think ultimately it goes back to, and he called out the players after the South Carolina lost, Oscar Tshiebwe. He called them out basically saying, okay, we're not getting the level of hustle, commitment in the game.
Mm-hmm.
He called his teammates out, nothing wrong with that. Then they came out against Tennessee, hustled, mm-hmm. right? They did everything that they needed to do to get the win, made their shots, and I think that was probably a trap game for Tennessee.
Maybe, but you can't look at Kentucky ever as a trap game.
Agree, but I think on one hand that the intimidation factor is almost gone. People used to fear Kentucky, right? You see that jersey, it's like, oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to get, you know, it's going to be a blowout potentially.
I still think people look at that jersey. This, if you're Kansas out there where they play, if you're Kentucky where you play, if you're North Carolina or Duke, and UCLA, I'll even go there. If you're any of those programs, people still look at you differently.
I think the players would be in a little bit of awe. Right? I mean, you know what I'm saying? You're finally getting your shot.
These young kids may not be, not yeah. care who you are.
Yeah, you're finally getting your shot, but obviously the playing field is leveling out just a little bit more. But, you know, Kentucky did everything that they needed to do in order to get the win. Now, they needed to follow that up.
With a good win.
With a good win, and they did that last night.
They got a good finish.
Yeah, because they definitely didn't
start
off.
They did not
off,
play good early.
No, they did
but
not.
But they finished well.
After halftime, I don't know what he said to them at halftime, but whatever he said, it
the way they played
in
the second half, I don't think was the team you saw in the first half.
Agreed.
So,
it's almost like the Lady Pirates.
Whatever you got to do to those guys to get them to play, you know, 40 minutes of that way is what we're looking for out of that team.
Right.
We're not looking for 27 minutes or 32 minutes. We're looking for 40. I want two solid halves of the same style of basketball. You got guys you can go to on the bench, whether you want to or not. You got guys over there that can play. And I'm not one of the guys out there that's totally unsold on Cal's coaching. I know there's a majority of folks just don't like Calipari, don't like his style of coaching. So he doesn't run any offenses, which he runs an offense. It is what it just it's a set offense. It's there. It just
yeah. We're just gonna
it's a motion type offense.
We're just gonna dribble. Yeah, we're just gonna dribble and drive in and hit the open player.
It has reason. It has. They know where they're supposed to be in the formations anyway. That is the design of the offense. And you know maybe I don't like his coaching style late in the game. But man, I just think that he's a better coach than people give him credit for. So I don't think he's as bad as people think, nor is he as good as maybe he thinks. Somewhere in between you got John Calipari.
Well, he definitely doesn't have an ego problem. You know?
No, so I don't think he's as good as what he sells, but he's a heck of a recruiter. He could definitely sell cars for a lot of people and make you believe. Now, that being said, you still got to turn this thing around. You still got to – now you've won two. Now you need to go on about a 10-game winning streak to get respect back from the committee.
Yeah, because this point, you're not in.
They still got to get you into the play.
Yeah, you're not in at this point.
This one may be the year where Kentucky has to win the SEC tournament to get in. And I don't really think that. If Kentucky gets to the Final Four of the SEC tournament, they're back in. Something short of that, it's not a guarantee. Anyway.
Well, you better have some more wins along the way to pad your record.
You can't lose five more games. And then finish fourth and expect to get there. If you lose three more games, you better win the tournament.
And obviously, just like the Pirates and Lady Pirates, they got that big signature win against Tennessee. Now they're building on that momentum. Hopefully the Pirates and Lady Pirates can get a couple of good wins and run a streak of wins down the road. But Oscar Tshiebwe, you know, he gets
he's back.
You know, 30 plus points, 20 plus rebounds. I don't remember what it was. I think it was like 39 and
he was
you know, 24 or 5
beast.
Or something. But and only four players in Kentucky history have done that. Mike Phillips, Dan Issel, and I can't remember who the other one was.
He was getting a lot of his own rebounds there late, but, man, was he fighting or what?
I mean, and that's what it takes.
He was.
Right?
you did not want to be the basketball nor a Georgia head against that guy last night.
But collectively, if you're playing that way as a team and you're feeding off of each other and you're being unselfish and you're making good shots and good passes and all that stuff, good things will come your way. And they've done it now two games in a row despite a slow start.
Most of Cal's team do well after mid-January. I mean, it's go back and look at the resume.
Well, maybe even people complaining about the team and about the coach. Now, all of a sudden, who are the players going to play for? I'm playing for my coach.
Well, you're playing also – You're a player now playing for your draft status. Even if you're being selfish, so be it. Whatever the reason is for those players to do that, they're getting the job done right now. Now, that's two games. You got to establish that you can beat anybody now. Now you got to win. You know they got to win at least four or five in a row. Don't even know who they got coming up next.
That's what I was getting ready to look up. I'd looked it up earlier and I've already forgotten who it is. They play on Saturday. I know that's who they. When they play, but I can't remember who it is. Get my phone to cooperate with me here real quick. But anyway, good wins last night and tonight. They play
Vanderbilt.
Not Texas A&M. Is that the women's?
I'm thinking. Is it Vandy?
Texas A&M at Kentucky.
Okay.
Saturday the 21st.
If it's a Saturday, it's likely the men's. Usually the women's play on Sunday.
Yeah, correct. So it would be Texas A&M at Kentucky.
So, again, you're looking at A&M who just almost beat somebody really good in the SEC. I can't remember who it was. But, again, it's going to be a good matchup for Kentucky on Saturday. Home court, you can't let A&M come in here and beat you after a good win against Tennessee or Georgia. This is not a traditional SEC opponent. This is a newbie kind of. You know, A&M coming in, you got to lay down the law and say, we're the boss. It's our house. You can't come in here and play.
Correct. And again, continue to build. Saturday. They've already made a turn by getting the signature win against Tennessee. Build upon that, keep that effort going, and, you know, let the chips fall where they may.
All right. We'll take another break. Ken's going to step out, and we'll talk about the playoffs, NFL playoffs coming up this weekend here after the break here on PCSN Live.
We value our customers at People's Exchange Bank, which is why we serve you with a staff of experts that are happy to meet your lending needs. We offer a variety of personal, small business, agriculture, and commercial loans, along with competitive rates and quick decisions. Your bank shouldn't compromise on your imagination, drive, and growth, so let us help move you forward with a loan from People's Exchange Bank. Get started and get going. Visit us online at www.pebank.com or stop by a local branch to find the loan that fits you best. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Ace Hardware, East College Avenue, Stanton, want to wish the best for your Powell County Pirates at their sporting events, in their academics, at home, or wherever life takes them. Next time you need an item for your lawn or garden, building needs, small or large project, plumbing, electrical, tools, including Craftsman, DeWalt, Husqvarna, and so much more. Remember your Ace Hardware, right here in Stanton, East College Avenue, Ace, the helpful place.
At Wells Funeral Home, we have years of experience caring for families from all walks of life. Each family comes to us because they know we are leaders in our profession, dedicated to excellence in service, and have the highest integrity. Life is full of opportunities to show someone we love them. One such opportunity is the funeral or memorial service. Such a loving event celebrates the choices they made, the relationship you shared, and honors the memory of your loved one. Together, we will create a fitting and memorable event. Contact us today to discuss the possibilities. Call 606-663-9480 or visit us at 777 West College Avenue in Stanton.
And welcome back here to PCSN Live with Dave and Ken. This is just Dave now with you. Ken is going to get set up for the Powell County, Harrison County basketball girls game coming up here in about 30 minutes or so from the Powell County High School. He'll be getting us ready to go there. Real quickly here, let's talk about what has happened in the playoffs. We'll go back to this weekend, divisional round first. We'll talk about what got these teams to where they are in the playoffs. So in week number one, it was the San Francisco 49ers the two seed over the Seattle Seahawks. That's 41-23. It was Dallas over Tampa Bay in a slot upset, 5-4 game, 31-14 at Tampa Bay. And will that be the last time we saw Tom Brady? Doubt it, but maybe in Tampa Bay, maybe your last time you saw him there. Also in the NFC, it was the New York Giants upsetting the Minnesota Vikings. That's a 6-3 matchup, Giants over the Vikings. So they'll move on. In the AFC, heartbreaker for me anyway, Buffalo over Miami, 34-31 in a game where Miami could not win. Actually, if it wouldn't have been for clock management skills by Miami, Miami probably pulls out the upset there in that one. But several times Miami had to use timeouts to not get delay of game penalties, and it just cost them there at the end of the game. It was the Bengals over the Ravens in an exciting game, exciting finish there. 3-6 game of Bengals over the Ravens, 24-17, and a 98-yard fumble recovery for a touchdown to get the Bengals over the top of the Ravens there in the last few seconds of that ball game, where what could have been a touchdown for the Ravens went to a touchdown for Cincinnati on that fumble. And then it was Jacksonville over the Chargers, 31-30 in a 4-5 game. So the, I guess the winner of that one was the higher seed. It was Jacksonville. Defense, you say defense wins that one, but, you know, 31-30, you get up 30 points. And that team will move on to advance to play the Kansas City Chiefs. Talk about round two, divisional round. So this weekend, it'll be on Saturday. It'll be the New York Giants. That's the sixth seed versus the Philadelphia Eagles. And that is a interdivision matchup. So it should be an exciting contest there. And in the nightcap on Sunday will be the Dallas Cowboys at the number two 49ers. And that one, so your favorites are obviously the Eagles and the 49ers. Doesn't always play out. And the AFC, it'll be the Jaguars at the Chiefs. And we'll see how it is taking a week off and playing, or playing in back-to-back weeks. And you have the matchup that was postponed due to injury with the Bengals, the number three Bengals at the number two Bills. And you got to wonder, I know that game was canceled. I know they did it for the right reasons and everything worked out the wrong way, except it does hurt Cincinnati not playing it. But I think everybody would take where we are with the young man back to healthy, back in his hometown of Buffalo. Hopefully we'll be able to be at the game on Sunday. Again, the Jacksonville Jaguars will take on Kansas City Saturday 4:30, and the Bengals and Bills game will be Sunday at 3. So it should be a really nice contest there for the AFC game. The conference championship game will be on January 29th. Broadcast schedule-wise, it will be Sunday, January 29th at 3 o'clock will be the NFC championship game, and the AFC championship game will be on Sunday at 6:30. So the AFC game will follow up the NFC game on Sunday the 29th. And then the Super Bowl will be on February the 12th. So the teams will take about 2 weeks to prepare. And that will be on February 12th from Glendale, Arizona. So should be an exciting finish to what has been a really good football season this year in the NFL. So Dave's going to give his picks like he used to always do going forward. So I'm going to take the Eagles over the Giants, and we'll take the 49ers over the Cowboys. And I'm going to go ahead and pick this on out. I'm going to take the Eagles to be in the Super Bowl, and they will host, or they will play. The Chiefs will beat the Jaguars this week, and I'm going to take the Bengals in a little bit of an upset over Buffalo just because of the way both teams play this weekend. And then it would be an upset, but I'm going to be a Bengals fan right now. We'll take the Bengals over the Chiefs in a really big upset. It'll be the Bengals and the Eagles in the Super Bowl February 12th. You heard it here. Now, logic would say Kansas City Chiefs should get there, but Dave's just going to give you a heart pick here. He's going to take the Bengals. If the Bills get there, I have no problem whatsoever with what's happened with that team. Hopefully they win it all. So, again, I have no qualms with anybody getting to the big-time playoffs, if you will, the Super Bowl. That's the goal of every school. So real quick here, Wrapping up again, we got boys action Thursday, tomorrow night. I want to bring that action here at WSKB at 7:30. And then on Saturday around 3:30, Williamstown will be coming. Monday, Lee County. Boys' game is at 6, girls' game at 7:30. Estill County on the 27th on Friday. That's a 6 o'clock start time. And then the 28th, not sure if broadcast or not, but Knott County will be coming to play here on Saturday the 28th. So a tough week ahead for the Pirates for sure coming forward. Also, we'll have a PCSN Live next Wednesday. So another busy week for us here. So let's switch over real quick and talk about the girls' upcoming schedule for the remaining time. As I'm trying to find us here. We're still logged into the boys. My apologies. There we go. Now, let's find the Powell County Lady Pirates. We should be ready to talk about them. Again, Powell County coming in tonight with, trying to get back to 500. And we can see if they can get there through Harrison County and West Carter before next weekend arrives. So Powell County will take on Harrison County tonight. That game coming up in a few minutes. West Carter on Friday. Lee County on Monday. Nicholas County on the road on Wednesday. And then back with Estill County the following next Friday. And then Jenkins on the road. Welcome back to the region. Well, no, we're not back yet. But back to Jenkins on the 28th, which will be next Saturday. And then after that, they'll take on Wolf County on the road. Next time they'll be at home after that will be the February the 3rd, the Owsley County game. Again, that is, boys, girls, doubleheader on Feb 3rd. So Powell County, again, tough stretch coming up for the Lady Pirates. Harrison, West Carter, Lee County, Nicholas, Estill through next Friday, and then Jenkins on Saturday. Turn right around and play Wolf and Owsley through Wednesday. So really within a week, you've got some tough scheduling going on for your Lady Pirates. About 15, 14 days. About 8 games. That's a tough stretch for the Lady Pirates. So that going forward, we'll take another break here. Be back with you just to close things out here on PCSN Live.
Joining us for PCSN Live with Dave and Ken right here on Pickup Country 104.9 FM. Streaming live at listenlikealocal.com or on your mobile device with the free WSKB app for Android and Apple users. Don't forget, tonight's program is available on our on-demand player at listenlikealocal.com. Powell County Sports Network would like to thank their sponsors, Whitaker Bank, Tanner Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Powell County CSEP, Mercy Health, Appalachian Wireless, Citizens Guarantee Bank, Park Regional Medical Center, Hinkle Contracting, Davis & Davis Funeral Home, Toyota South, Ace Hardware & Feed, People's Exchange Bank, Teddy Flint Attorney at Law, Whitaker Insurance Group, Protect Security and Fire Systems, and Apex Physical Therapy.
Pickup Country 104.